Maestros, Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph, 5:1, the last Perek in Maseches Maestros. Here we're talking about a person who is relocating plants that haven't fully grown in his backyard, in his gina, his farm, whatever it is, his garden. It says, Ha'oker Shesalim. Shesalim are, the technical term in English is sets, actually, but not a very familiar term. Set being the word in English language that has the most definitions of any word. Most different definitions. In any case, think of it as a little tree, a sapling, or perhaps even like some plant, like if he's got carrots that are growing that he needs to relocate. So he's relocating these growing plant because it's too crowded where it is and it's going to grow better elsewhere in the garden. So there's an isser of planting things until you tithe them. But the basic rule there is restricting you from planting things that have already been processed and then essentially cheating the Kohen, or the Levi. What if you took wheat and before you tithe it and give the fair share to the Kohen or Levi, you replant it in your field, you'd be cheating the system and getting more than your fair share. And therefore, that's normally the rule, but that's only where you've already finished the processing of this of a plant. But here in our Mishnah, we're talking about plants that are still growing and you're using it for your own purposes. And therefore, it says, Ha'okesh Shesalim Metoch Shalo, if you uproot growing plants that are in your own property, when you're planting again in back into your own property for further growth, patur. Such activity is exempt from the requirement to tithe before replanting. Lakach b'mechuber lakarka, patur. New din altogether. If a person purchases produce and that produce is still attached to the ground, so even though normally we said when you sell produce that kicks in the chayav to tithe, that's assuming it's detached from the ground. But here it's attached to the ground. And nevertheless, and because of that, the Mishnah says such a transaction is not subject to tithing requirements. The new purchaser will tithe it when he harvests that produce. Lakad lishloch lechavero patur. If a person detaches, he uproots some growing plant from his backyard to send to his friend, it's also exempt from tithing. Again, normally the rule is when you sell something, it's subject to tithing, but when you gift it, it's not subject to tithing requirements. And here the same is going to apply here. You're sending it as a gift, and that being the case, it's exempt from tithing. This would be true even according to the Shita we saw in the fourth parak, that when you set aside a basket as a gift basket, there was a Tana who held that it's subject to tithing requirements, but that's when it's had already gemar malacha, and here we're talking about growing plants, and therefore not subject to the tithing requirements. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah omer, im yesh kayotz behem nimkarim b'shuk, if the plant that you detached, let's say it's a carrot, and it wasn't a fully grown carrot, for argument's sake, but it was a carrot that was grown enough that carrots of that size are sold in the marketplace, so then an onlooker could certainly think this is a fully grown carrot, and therefore, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Elu Chayavin, Hare Elu Chayavin, such a carrot would be subject to tithing requirements if you're sending it as a gift prior to replanting, but the halacha does not follow him. The halacha is like the Tanakama, that if you're sending gifts of Shesalim, they do not need to be tithed.